Hello, my name is Phoenix Weller, and I'm here with
Dr. Juan Gardner, Principal Madison Senior High School.
Today is October 27th, 2023, and today we will be discussing growing up in Madison, Illinois. My first question for you, Dr. Gardner, will be, how was life growing up in Madison as an early child?
As an early child in Madison, better known as Newport, better known as West Madison, North Venice, was wonderful. The community was magical. Everyone looked out for each other. No one really had to go without family members, extended family members. For example, my oldest sister is not my biological sister, but she's my oldest sister in every way. In those days, when families went through trauma, such as her mother dying,
North Mr. Webster, I think I had maybe
in childbirth, 11 children were split up. My sister, better known as Big Joyce, was taken in by my mother and grandmother. They raised her as if she were my own sister long before my mother was married. So Big Joyce was like a sister auntie to me. She's 84 years old. And again, people took the time to look out for each other. We had our set of issues. In East Madison, as you know it, it was all white. In North Venice and West Madison, it was all black. There was a school called Dunbar School. And then there was the Madison Senior High School that didn't integrate until 1952. And at that time, both schools were supposed to merge. The colors that we know are green and white should have been green and gold. There was a secret letter that was hidden, and it was disclosed by a wonderful former coach, state championship assistant coach Dave Hodges, who brought it to the board meeting to let us see Madison colors really should have been green and gold. That's a little unknown fact for many people, and I thought I would include it in this question.
Okay, that's very interesting. Did you attend Madison School District?
Yes, I did. From kindergarten through 12th grade, I attended Blair School for kindergarten through third grade, Dunbar School for fourth grade through sixth grade, and then Madison Junior High School, which was standing at the corner of Alton and Third Street, where the baseball diamond is, the Ham Sports Complex is. That's where I went to junior high school for seventh and eighth. Interestingly enough, they were building what you know as Bernard Long. That was our sixth, seventh, and eighth grade center. After that building was completed, that became known as the junior high school. Now, when I was in junior high school, we only went to school 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day because they had to bring in seventh grade in the morning and eighth grade in the afternoon. Why? Because they were constructing a new school due to desegregation. Black and white kids got together. I'm proud to say my class of 1978, where I graduated as senior class president and played three sports and was on JV on the state championship team that won our first championship in 1977. We had a wonderful run, and the high school as we know it now used to consist of well over 800 kids for high school alone. Nowadays, we only have 133 kids in senior high and 150 kids in 6th, 7th, and 8th, of course housed in the junior senior high school building.
How would you say that Madison has changed since you've been a child, with the kids, lingo, hangouts, all of it?
Well, kids are kids. Kids enjoy their friends. They enjoy hanging with their friends, relationships. Kids start, all kids love who they love. One of the biggest changes I've seen over the years is with how we have accepted as a nation, all-inclusive, students who are trans, bisexual, loving same gender, totally different time, and totally acceptable because, as we know it, God loves everyone and there should be no judgment. What I've seen mostly over the years is the great migration of the population. Madison used to have 20,000 people. We are now around 3,000, 4,000 folk. People move on. They don't come back. People grow up and say, I'm never coming back to Madison. Oh, I couldn't stand it. That's not me. My existence was, I loved my hometown. I came back 8 years ago after being away over 35 years and ended up being the high school principal where my wonderful father, sitting on a ledge over there, was a teacher downstairs in room 118 for over 18 years. He taught here for 40 years. So Madison is my home, my pride, my joy. People ask me where I'm from. I don't say St. Louis. I proudly say Madison, Illinois.
It's amazing. What are some of the positive things that Madison has to offer when going to Madison School District?
Family. Family. Madison is a place that looks out for its own. Once you become a Trojan, a Spartan, it's real personal. Teachers care. And I know with you all, until you find out a teacher care, you can't give them your best. You have to know that teacher cares about you. And that is one of the biggest attributes. We're small. We have small size, which allows us to be a family. Some of the other positives, there are great places like the Joe Roberts Center. A lot of the churches are still very, very small. People move on, but they still come back. They might live in the St. Louis metro area. They may live in St. Louis County, Edwardsville, Collinsville, Edwardsville, but they come back home. Longing for the days that will never come back, but mostly about Madison is family and love.
What do you say are some of the negative things about Madison that we should change?
Tough one. Phoenix. I need my parents, I need my fathers to step up. This job is really difficult. I need fathers in their rightful places, and some of our students wouldn't go through some of the things they're going through. I wish I could change social media. I wish it could go away. I'd like to see people having opportunities and exposures that I had, so that they can see a world outside of Madison and don't think that it can't be you. Can any good thing come out of Madison? Yes, indeed. So many wonderful people have come and gone. You guys know Coach Maurice Baker.
Yes,
he went to the NBA. But there were other notable people who left here, and they're judges, they're attorneys. Miss Linda Thorpe downstairs. Did you know her daughter is Snoop Dogg's attorney agent? We have a lot of famous people that went to Madison low-key under the radar who've done incredible things. Did you know we had a man who was in the Hall of Fame in basketball? He is 85 years old. His name is Ruben Perry. We're going to induct him into the Hall of Fame. He went on to win a championship in college in Division 2A. And there are so many wonderful aspects of our place that the story just needs to be told. And I'm grateful for this historical project because we have to tell our story.
That's true. That's true. Do you think that people have the potential to make Madison better?
Now, Phoenix, you already know the question. But on record, Dr. Gardner believes the potential is there. When you can see it, you can achieve it. When you can reach it, you can be it. Such as Mr. Long taking kids through the Illinois Music Educators Association across the pond to Europe. And kids like Everett Malone, lives have been changed forever. Phoenix, you will benefit from going a year from now.
Yes,
to the tour, the Ambassador's Tour, where you guys are traveling through several countries in Europe. And it just opens your eyes. So what I would love to see, what we need, are just sponsors to just stack up and dump money into the pot here, because our kids are amazing. You guys are amazing kids. And when you have opportunities, I don't have to worry about you behaving yourselves. You guys know how to do that. Most of you have mothers and grandmothers and aunties and big mamas that'll kill you if you don't. And then I'll be here hitting you with the other thing called suspensions if you don't. We're going to take good care of you because we want your very best.
Okay.
Pure and simple.
Okay. What do you think is something that us as kids and students could do to help improve this town?
By paying it forward, by just being good model students. Volunteerism goes a long way. For example, if your neighbor is 90 years old and you're outside raking your leaves, why not rake her leaves too? Or if you're taking out your trash in the morning, why not take out her trash too? In other words, when you live a life of service, giving something, giving of yourself without expecting something in the return, that is going to be the best payback. Because I know this, you will be rewarded richly when you do things like that. You make one good thing, it's like making a deposit, and it pays you back years later. Make sense?
Yes, that does. That makes a lot of sense. That brings me to the end of this interview. Is there anything you would like to discuss, or is there something you would like to elaborate on?
I would just like to thank the SIUE Madison County Historical Project for taking time to do an interview or interviewing sessions with our wonderful students here at Madison Senior High School so that they can dig back into the past to see where they're headed. For if a person doesn't know where they've been, they can't possibly know where they're going.
It's very true. Thank you, Mr. Gardner, for your time, and that is the end of my interview.
Very good, Ms. Butler.
Thank you.